Good morning, it's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. A look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. U.S. doctors are getting trained to deal with Ebola, both at home and in Africa. Dr. David Sugarman, an Emory University ER doctor, was among those training in Anniston, Alabama. He says going through the exercises shows just how easy it is to make a mistake. He'll soon be heading to Sierra Leone. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is leading the training. And at the University of Chicago, medical staffers are getting several hours of Ebola training plus refresher courses and videos on how to carefully put on and take off protective gear. At a session this week, the physicians pulled on bulky white suits and helmets that made them look more like astronauts than doctors. City officials in Tuscaloosa say they've informed representatives of the Uber ride-sharing service that drivers will face arrest unless the company complies with the city's demands. Tuscaloosa Police Sergeant Brent Blankley tells the Tuscaloosa News police will begin making arrests today under the city's taxi regulation laws. Tuscaloosa's many college students are a lucrative market for Uber's business model. Uber sent a message to its Tuscaloosa users last week seeking their support in a dispute with city officials. Tuscaloosa authorities say Uber drivers must get vehicle inspections and purchase business licenses like other vehicle services. Uber accuses city officials of stifling innovation. Victims of violent crimes in Alabama may be able to rest a little easier. The Alabama Crime Victim Automated Notification System launches today. This program makes it easier for interested parties to follow the status of a case or an inmate. Darlene Hutchinson-Beal is a member of the task force that brought about the system. She says public safety will benefit the most.
Because when a victim is able to go to the parole board and express her feelings and tell a complete story of what happened, even though the parole board has to file, when they can make a compelling case why an inmate, and we're talking about a really violent, heinous crime, it just gives the parole board a more complete picture.
Beal says the program will also allow the public to access the status of cases and the inmates as well. The notification system started with legislation passed in 2011 and expands a law passed in 1984 requiring victims of violent crimes to be notified of parole hearings. Alabama Public Radio continues its partnership in producing the television show about business called Alabama Inc. Tonight you'll meet Jeff Rosenthal. He's the CEO of Birmingham-based Hibbett Sports. He'll sit down with APR's Pat Duggins to talk about future plans for the sporting goods store chain, which probably will remain focused in the Southeast.
And that's without going up north to, you know, New York or Connecticut and those type markets, or either going out west to California, Oregon, those type things. So just in the states that we operate in, we know we can put another 400 without even going all the way to the West Coast or the Northeast.
Alabama Inc. airs tonight at 10 p.m. on your local Alabama public television station. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Wednesday morning to you after a nice start to the day. Temperatures get rather warm this afternoon. Highs back in the mid-80s with a partly cloudy sky. Still a few isolated storms over North Alabama, but Southern Alabama should stay dry. We're talking about areas north of I-20, the best chance for a pop-up storm or two today and on Thursday. Temperatures top out in the mid-80s on Thursday and on Friday. Lows in the 60s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.